ಓಂ ಸಹನಾಭವತು ಸಹನೌ ಭುನಕ್ತು ಸಹ ವೀರ್ಯಂಕರವಾವಹೈ ತೇಜಸ್ವಿನಾವತೀತಮಸ್ತು ಮಾ ವಿದ್ವಿಷಾವಹೈ ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿಃ. ಶನ್ನೋ ಮಿತ್ರಶ್ಚಂ ವರುಣಃ ಶನ್ನೋ ಭವತ್ವರ್ಯಮ ಶನ್ನ ಇಂದ್ರೋ ಬೃಹಸ್ಪತಿಃ ಶನ್ನೋ ವಿಷ್ಣುರುರುಕ್ರಮಃ. ನಮೋ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ವಾಯೋ ತ್ವಮೇವ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಕ್ಷಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಸಿ ತ್ವಮೇವ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಕ್ಷಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ವದಿಷ್ಯಾಮಿ ಋತಂ ವದಿಷ್ಯಾಮಿ ಸತ್ಯಂ ವದಿಷ್ಯಾಮಿ ತನ್ಮಾಮವತು ತದ್ವಕ್ತಾರಮವತು ಅವತು ಮಾಂ ಅವತು ವಕ್ತಾರಂ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿಃ. ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಕುರು ಪರಂಪರಾ. ಶ್ರುತಿಸ್ಮೃತಿಪುರಾಣಾನಾಂ ಆಲಯಂ ಕರುಣಾಲಯಂ. ನಮಾಮಿ ಭಗವತ್ಪಾದಂ ಶಂಕರಂ ಲೋಕಶಂಕರಂ ಶಂಕರಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಂ ಕೇಶವಂ ಬಾದರಾಯಣಂ. ಸೂತ್ರಭಾಷ್ಯಕೃತೋ ವಂದೇ ಭಗವಂತೋ ಪುನಃ ಪುನಃ. ಈಶ್ವರೋ ಗುರುರಾತ್ಮೇತಿ ಮೂರ್ತಿಭೇದವಿಭಾಗಿನೇ ವ್ಯೋಮವದ್ವ್ಯಾಪ್ತದೇಹಾಯ ಶ್ರೀದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ನಮಸ್ತುಭ್ಯಂ ವರದೆ ಕಾಮರೂಪಿಣೀ. ವಿದ್ಯಾರಂಭಂ ಕರಿಷ್ಯಾಮಿ ಸಿದ್ಧೇರ್ಭವತು ಮೇ ಸದಾ. ಓಂಕಾರಥಾಶ್ಚ ಶಬ್ದಶ್ಚ ಭಾವೇತೋ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣ ಪುರಾ. ಕಂಠಂ ಭಿತ್ವಾ ವಿನಿರ್ಯಾತೋ ತಸ್ಮಾತ್ ಮಾಂಗುಲಿಕಾ ಬುಭೋ ತಸ್ಮಾತ್ ಮಾಂಗುಲಿಕಾ ಬುಭೋ ಇತಿ. ಓಂ ಅಥ ಓಂ ಅಥ ಓಂ ಅಥ. ಯೈರಿ ಮೇ ಕುರು ಬಿ ಪೂರ್ವಂ ಪದವಾಕ್ಯ ಪ್ರಮಾಣತಃ ವ್ಯಾಖ್ಯಾತ ಸರ್ವವೇದಾಂತ ತಾನ್ ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಪ್ರಣತೋಸ್ಮ್ಯಹಂ. ಓಂ 21st ವರ್ಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ರೀಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದೇರ್. ಪುರುಷ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿಸ್ಥೋ ಹಿ ಮುಕ್ತೇ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ ಜಾನ್ ಗುಣಾನ್ ಕಾರಣಂ ಗುಣಸಂಗೋಸ್ಯ ಸದಸದ್ಯೋನಿ ಜನ್ಮಸು ಉಪದ್ರಷ್ಟಾನುಮಂತಾ ಚ ಭರ್ತಾ ಭೋಕ್ತಾ ಮಹೇಶ್ವರಃ. ಪರಮಾತ್ಮೇತಿ ಚಾಪ್ಯುಕ್ತಃ ದೇಹೇಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಪುರುಷ ಪರಃ. ಯ ಏವಂ ವೇತ್ತಿ ಪುರುಷಂ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿಂ ಚ ಗುಣೈಃ ಸಹ ಸರ್ವತಾ ವರ್ತಮಾನೋಪಿ ನ ಸ ಭೂಯೋಪಿ ಜಾಯತೆ. In some text, the beginning of 13th chapter, there was a question which is not given. Even Shankaracharya doesn't have. But some texts, they have this question. And in your book, whatever pamphlet it is given there, the first question was Arjuna Vacha. Do you look at the first one? First verse. It is not even first verse, just verse. Okay. అర్జున ఉవాచ ప్రకృతిం పురుషం చైవ క్షేత్రం క్షేత్రజ్ఞమేవ చ ఏతత్ వేదితుమిచ్ఛామి జ్ఞానం జ్ఞేయం చ కేశవ. ద కాపీ విచ్ వాజ్ అవైలబుల్ టు భగవాన్ శంకరాచార్య దిస్ వర్స్ వాజ్ నాట్ దేర్ బట్ టు యూ ఇట్ ఇస్ అవైలబుల్. ఓకే, యు ఆర్ లక్కీ. సో దిస్ ఈజ్ ప్రక్షిప్త ఆర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ గీతా బిటోడన్. ప్రక్షిప్త మీన్స్ జస్ట్ సంబడీ హెస్ పుట్ ఇట్ యాడెడ్ ఆర్ రియలీ దేర్. బట్ వన్ గుడ్ థింగ్ అబౌట్ దిస్ వర్స్ ఇస్ దేర్ ఆల్ ద టాపిక్స్ విచ్ భగవాన్ కృష్ణ ఈజ్ టాకింగ్ ఇన్ దిస్ గీతా 13th chapter ఆర్ హియర్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ క్వశ్చన్. సో వీ నీడ్ నాట్ గివ్ సంగతి. Why is talking about Prakriti? Why is talking about Purusha now? Already Arjuna's question was there. So this question, if you read, okay, it's very beautiful. Arjuna asks, I want to know, Veditum, I wish to know, from whom? He Keshava, Kascha Ascha Ishaha, Vascha Ishaha. One is the Lord of Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha, is called Keshava. Another meaning is one whose hair are very beautiful. Okay, physical beauty, Krishna hair, curly hair, black hair, that also Keshava. Or one who has tied his hair very well, done very well hair work, that is also called Keshava. So whatever, Arjuna said, he Keshava, what? I wish to know what the nature of the Purusham and Prakriti. Nature of indeed of the person, who are you, and the field, the knower of the field and the field, the means of knowledge and what is to be known, Gnanam Gneya. So the six words are there, the six words are the six topics of this chapter. So I want to give connection because what we are talking now here, Purusha and Prakriti. So Bhagavan says this Purusha basically is asangaha. It has no association, connection to anything. What is the hetu? Niravayavatvat. It is has no avayava. Avayava, limbs, parts. It is free from limbs, parts. Therefore, it cannot connect to anything. Association, sambandha, combination is not possible. Therefore, Purusha is asangaha. Also, niravayava chet vyapakatvat, free from any movement, cannot undergo change also. Avikriya. Any change is always in savayava. I got hands and legs, I can move them. But space has no limbs, it cannot undergo a change also. Why? It has no avayava. Second thing, there is no place where it can go because space is all over. So, spandarahitaha. It is no spandanam. Always niravayava is the Purusha. So, three lakshana, niravayavatvat, వ్యాపకత్వాత్ నిష్క్రియత్వాత్ అసంగః. యు నీడ్ నాట్ మేక్ ద పురుష అసంగః. ఇట్ ఈస్ అసంగః. ఐ వాజ్ విత్ స్వామి అఖండానజీ మహారాజ్. హీ గ్రేట్ సాధు విద్వాన్. హీ సెడ్ अरे आत्मा की क्या असंगता कहते हो, दुनिया में सब कुछ असंग है. व्हाट टू टॉक अबाउट द अनकनेक्टेड आत्मा एंड इन्वॉल्व्ड आत्मा, यू आर ऑल्सो लाइक दैट. आई सेड हाउ, ही सेड योर फिजिकल बॉडी हैज मेट सो मेनी पीपल एंड सो मेनी थिंग, एनीथिंग इज स्टिकिंग टू यू नाउ? बॉडी इज व्हाट? असंग. ही सेड योर सेंसेस आर ऑल्सो असंग. How many movies you have seen? How many forms you have seen? Is there any form in your eyes now? All gone. Your ears are what? Sangha or asangha? So many music concert. Now Cleveland will be filled with that. This festival, that festival. Sunke gaya. Is there any music in your ears now? No. Even Vedanta doesn't say, what talk about Vedanta? Even asanga to Vedanta also. That is the problem. So, asanga. How many things you have tasted in your life? Now what taste is there in your tongue? Asanga. Jeev bhi kya hai? Asanga hai. So many aromas went and gone. Asanga. Therefore, eyes, ear, nose, taste, touch, everything is what? Asanga. He said, your body is asanga. With so many people, you know, we'll stay a whole life together. We are the best friend. What happened? Gone. Parents gone. All asanga, body is asanga. Senses are asanga. If they are asanga, what about karmendriya, hand asanga? What about your mind? If mind falls in love, it never rises in love. There is a problem. They tell, I have fallen in love. Then you have fracture, go to hospital. Okay? Now I cannot stay without you. My mind is craving for you. All this thing start. How long? Then he say, you go your way, I go my way. Okay. Mind fell in love with so many things. Now what? Nothing is there. Gone. Buddhi also accepted so many ideas. Communism was there, socialism is there, this is there, so many accepted, so many things. And then what? Boom, gone. When Prakruti itself in a way is asanga, what? Kimu vaktavyam atmanah asangatvam. When Prakruti, your body, everything is asanga, unconnected, uninvolved, unassociated with everything. No form sticks to you, no sound sticks to you, no love or any object whom you thought you love sticks to you. All the ideas went and gone, nothing sticks to you. Therefore, when Prakruti does not get attached to anything, what to talk about Atma, which is Asanga by nature only? You need not become Asanga. You are what? Asanga. असंगोहि अयम पुरुषः अयम पुरुष अंगुल निर्देशेन दिस अवेयरनेस इज असंगः. नंबर टू, असंगो नहि सज्जते. द असंग कैन नेवर गेट इन्वॉल्व और अटैच्ड टू एनीथिंग. इवन सिंपथेटिक चेंज ऑल्सो इज नॉट पॉसिबल. अशक्य. Now, but this Maya, this avidya has got one lakshana. Shankaracharya has written very nice called Maya Panchakam. Have I taken here? Somewhere I took here, Maya Panchakam, Detroit somewhere. Agatita Gatana Patiyasi Maya. Maya is one great thing. What is impossible, she can make it what? Possible. What is possible, it will make it what? Impossible. Rende, both you have to see. What is ashakya can make it shakya. What is shakya will make it what? Ashakya goes both ways.
impossible is made possible. Possible is made what? Impossible. To know I am Asanga, is it possible or not? Yeah. Well, what happened to you? Is what? Impossible. Correct? The is impossible. Because samsari, okay? आपको हो सकता है, हमको नहीं हो सकता है. हम तुमको क्यों नहीं हो सकता है? This answer is what? The is called Maya. Okay? This I never understood in my life, but they do always for every answer they what is I don't know. They're called Maya. So both the way make impossible possible. Where is the Asanga Atma? Where is the Vibhu Atma, Vyapakam, all-pervading Atma? Where is Niravayava Atma? That is the nature of the Atma, Kshetrajna Swarupaha. How can it become connected to anything? How can it have connection to Savayava, which is the form? How limitless can become limited? Impossible. Impossibility makes it possible. That is speciality of what? Maya. And what is possible makes it what? For you to recognize you are limitless right now. But it immediately tells you, no, after retirement only we should look into it. Let me write down all the notes. We'll read it. Rishikesh Bank that time will read. Ganga Bank will read it that time. Postponed, nicely postponed. And always think other person will get it, not me. Or I have to take few more janma. If you go to some sampradaya, no, you can never know in this birth because you purify yourself. You will know what? Once you are purified, next birth you will know it. Every birth you think like that. Next birth I have to purify. This is called what? Make possible, impossible. Impossible, possible. This way if you know Maya, then you can come out of the clutches of the Maya. That's what he said. Here he said, how does this Purusha, who is a conscious, unconnected to anything else, become samsari? Samsari means what? We said, bhoktrutva. See, one thing, lakshana of samsara, given by Bhagavan Shankaracharya always, kartutva bhoktrutva lakshana samsara. Samsara is characterized by the two word doership and enjoyership. Okay? I feel doership is there. Always what is there? Guilt is there. Enjoyership is there. What is that? Hurt is there. Hurt and guilt is my core personality. Between these two, which is better? Like asking question, in your house, which will you like to have, python or cobra? Both are dangerous. Therefore, both are a problem. They don't have the Hoffman choices. There is no choice. I don't want any one of them. But kartutva brings what? Guilt. Kimaham saduna karavam, kimaham papam karavamiti. Why I did not do right, why I did this thing, I should not have done, why did I do all these things? That you call what? Guilt. Hurt is what? Others' guilt become my hurt, correct? And my hurt become what? Others' guilt. When I shout at you, I will never shout, I'm just telling you, okay? If I shout at you, then after all for guilt for me and hurt for you, then you shout back to me what? That's all. Hurt and guilt is both the side of the coin. That is called samsaritvam. Okay? I am samsari means kartutva bhoktrutva. It's an amazing thing to see. Vallabhacharya Maharaj says, ahanta mamata lakshana samsara. He says, samsara is me and mine. Me, mora, tu, tora. Me and mine, you and yours. That is called samsara. Here is a different level of talking. Bhagavan Shankaracharya, according to Vedanta, clearly says, kartutva, the truch. The truch is ER, kartu, doership, enjoyership. Therefore, who taking the atma to be agent of an action, taking atma to be subject to sorrow and pain, or happiness also, that is called avidya krita. Because of ignorance, I take myself to be doer and enjoyer, agent. And this is the cause because of avidya. Whole life we try to remove hurt and guilt at different level. Fine, that is required. First level of freedom is the freedom from psychological past. This pressure created by hurt and guilt is so much that first level is to reduce that. There is a freedom inside. Relative freedom again. Then absolute freedom is to know the nature of the Purusha. That's what you're trying here. Yes, Bhagavan Sri Krishna said, because of avidya, I become samsari. Kim nimittam samsaritva muktam bhoktrutvam kartutvam. Now in this verse number 21, we have seen already half of them. Other half is remaining, so we'll finish that. Purushaha. Prakrutistaha prakruti jan gunan bhungte. This purushaha kshetrakyaha kutastaha bhokta prakrutistaha abiding in the prakruti. What was prakruti there? Prakruti, vikruti, karya. This body, mind, senses, all that, remaining, abiding in this setup, then what? Avivekena, because of lack of discrimination, being in the karya karana sangata, physical body, senses, mind, setup, if you want a real good English name, physico, physio, psycho, complex, karya karana sangata. If you don't like that, karya karana sangata. If you don't like that, yes, okay. If you don't like both of them, what can I do? So, avivekena means what? Taking one to be another, another to be one. Understand the word viveka in Vedanta is very, very difficult to understand even. People give all examples in all the book. Like two things are mixed up. You separate them out. Like the rice and the wheat. You separate out the grain. There are two types of flowers, you separate them out. Like a sugar and something, rice, mixed up, you separate them out. Is it like that, Viveka? The word comes from vichir prithak karane. It means two things are together in your understanding, you understand them to be separate. That is the Viveka. The Vedanta talk. There is no physical process of separating, understand. Only cognitively understand both are different. Ayodahati. Example is called Ayas is iron ball. Dahati is what? Burns. When you see red, hot, iron ball. Now you know iron ball is not red, black in color. It is not hot, it is cold. Fire has not this form, not the weight also. Fire is without the weight, without this form. Even they are together, I know what? They are separate. Similarly, consciousness abiding in this karyakarana sangata, I need not separate it. I know that they are separate. The prakruti is different, Purusha is different. That understanding you require, they are called viveka. But absence of viveka, avivekena,
ఆత్మత్వేన గత ఇతి తదహ్యస్మాత్ భుంక్తే ఉపలభతే. భోక్తృత్వ నామ ఉపలబ్ధృత్వం ఎంజాయ్స్ ఆర్ సఫర్స్ ఆర్ అండర్ గోస్. వాట్ ప్రకృతి జాన్ గుణాన్, భవన ప్రకృతి ఆల్ దిస్ అట్రిబ్యూట్స్. శంకరాచార్య సే సుఖ దుఃఖ మోహాకార అభివ్యక్తాన్ గుణాన్, అహం సుఖీ అహం దుఃఖీ. హివర్ అదర్ టీకాకార సే దేహ గుణ బాల్య స్థౌల్యాది, యు ఎంజాయ్, యు బికమ్ లైక్ దాట్. నౌ ఐ ఎమ్ ఎ చైల్డ్, నౌ ఐ ఎమ్ ఎ యంగ్ పర్సన్, నౌ ఐ ఎమ్ ఎ మిడిల్ ఏజ్ గాయ్. యు కాల్ వాట్ బాల్యాది అవస్థ. దెన్ స్థౌల్యాది, ఐఎమ్ వెరీ, నౌ మై బాడీ హెస్ బికమ్ వెరీ హ్యావీ, ఐఎమ్ వెరీ లైట్, ఐఎమ్ స్కిన్నీ, దిస్ కాల్ బ్లాక్ ఆర్ వైట్, దిస్ కాల్ గుణ ఆఫ్ ద బాడీ. దెన్ ఇంద్రియాది గుణ, వాట్ ఆర్ దేర్? కాణోహం, కాణోహం అంధోహం బధిరోహం, ఆల్ ద సెన్సెస్, ఐఎమ్ డెఫ్, ఐఎమ్ అ బ్లైండ్, ఆల్ దిస్ గుణ ఆఫ్ దాట్. ప్రాణస్య క్షుత్ పిపాస, నౌ ఐఎమ్ హంగ్రీ, నౌ ఐఎమ్ థర్స్టీ, నౌ ఐఎమ్ ఫుల్, దట్ ఆల్సో వన్ మోర్, ఐఎమ్ నౌ వాట్ ఫుల్ మీన్స్ వాట్ ఆత్మాబైస్, ఆత్మాబై ఫుల్ నాట్ ఫుల్. దేర్ ఫోర్ ఇయర్ ఫుల్ ఇస్ పూర్ణమద పూర్ణమిదం, దిస్ ఓన్లీ పూర్ణ, దట్స్ ఓన్లీ పూర్ణ ఇస్ దాట్, సో దాట్ ఇస్ వెల్. దెన్ బుద్ధి గుణ కర్తృత్వ భోక్తృత్వ, ఆల్ ఐడెంటిఫికేషన్, ఐ ఎమ్ డెల్యూటెడ్, ఐ ఎమ్ అ స్కాలర్, అండర్స్టాండ్, ద స్కాలర్ ఈస్, కన్నాజీ మహారాజ్ టెల్ మీ ద వర్స్ట్ అభిమాన్ ఈస్ వాట్, ఐ హ్యావ్ నో అభిమానం, ఇస్ ద వర్స్ట్ అభిమానం. ఓకే, ఆల్ అదర్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ ఈగోయిస్టిక్, ఐ ఎమ్ వెరీ హంబల్ సింపుల్, దట్ ఇస్ వెరీ డేంజరస్, మోర్ డేంజరస్ దెన్ అదర్ ఫెలోస్. సో దిస్ ఈస్ కాల్ ప్రకృతి జాన్ గుణాన్, ఐడెంటిఫైయింగ్ విత్ దాట్ అండ్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్. నౌ నెక్స్ట్ థింగ్ ఈజ్ వాట్, వన్స్ యూ టేక్ ద ప్రకృతి గుణ టు బి యువర్ సెల్ఫ్, దెన్ ఐ టేక్ ఐ ఎమ్ దుఃఖీ. టు రిమూవ్ మై దుఃఖ వాట్ షుడ్ ఐ డూ? ఐ షుడ్ డూ సంథింగ్ టు గెట్ రీడ్ ఆఫ్ మై పెయిన్. అండ్ శంకరాచార్య కోట్స్ ఫ్రమ్ బృహదారణ్యక ఉపనిషత్, స యథా కామో భవతి తత్ కర్మ తత్ క్రతు భవతి, యత్ క్రతుర్ భవతి తత్ కర్మ కురుతే, యత్ కర్మ కురుతే తత్ అభిసంపద్యతే. ఫస్ట్ వాట్ ఎవర్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ డిజైర్ యు హావ్ గాట్, డిజైర్ ఇస్ ఫర్ వాట్? సుఖం మే సత్, దుఃఖం మా అభూ, దట్ ఈస్ బేసిక్ డిజైర్ ఎవ్రీ పర్సన్ హెస్ గాట్. మే ఐ బికమ్ వాట్? హ్యాపీ. ఇన్ నో సర్కమ్స్టెన్సెస్ లెట్ దర్ ఎనీ పెయిన్ ఆర్ సఫరింగ్ కమ్ టు మీ, ఐ డోంట్ గో దట్. దట్ ఈస్ బేసిక్ డిజైర్ బార్న్ ఆఫ్ వాట్? అవిద్య. నోబడీ కెన్ టచ్ యువర్ సోచ్ బికాస్ ఆత్మ ఇస్ అన్టచ్, యువర్ అనంత. యూ నీడ్ నాట్ బికమ్ హ్యాపీ, యువర్ హ్యాపీ. You not remove dukkha, dukkha cannot touch you. These both are not known. And he said what? Sukham mestyat. This is called samsara started. Now, dukkha not to come and to remain sukhi or to do lot. Then he sings what? Yatha kamo bhavati. Then he said, let me do this thing. Let me have this. Certain desire is there. Then whatever desire is there, that sankalpa. See, first thing you have got desire. Then you sit down and do sankalpa. Sankalpa is what? Resolve. This I want. You plan out. You plan out. What? Now somebody says Bahama is very good. Then you what? Find out how to reach Bahama. What is the good season? What is the good place to stay? And to with whom to go? Very important is what? The important thing in travel is what? Not somebody demanding and blaming and controlling fellow comes with you, means finish, your travel is over here only. So whom, with whom I should go, what I should carry, what I should not carry, all that thing start. Why? Called sankalpa. Sankalpa is that. Yata yat kratur bhavati tat తత్ కర్మ కృతు కరుతే తత్ కర్మ కర్తు భవతి. దెన్ అకార్డింగ్ టు సంకల్ప ఇట్ పర్ఫార్మ్ ఆల్ యాక్షన్స్, దేర్ ఇస్ నో నంబర్ ఆఫ్ యాక్షన్స్, అండ్ దెన్ ద రిజల్ట్ కమ్, అండ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ రిజల్ట్ కమ్ హీ ఎంజాయ్స్ దట్ రిజల్ట్. హీ ఎంజాయ్స్ ద బ్యూటిఫుల్ బీచ్ ఎట్ వాట్ ఆన్ ద సీ షోర్ అండ్ థింక్స్ అబౌట్ ఆల్ ద ఫెలోస్ ఆర్ మిస్సింగ్ దిస్ బీచ్, ఈజ్ లోన్లీ దేర్ అండ్ కాల్స్ అప్ సంబడి, ఐఎమ్ సో సెక్లూడెడ్ ఐఎమ్ ఓన్లీ హియర్ ఆన్ ద బీచ్, వాట్ డూ మీన్స్ ఓన్లీ కంపెనీ. ఓకే, దర్ ఫార్ ఇట్స్ ఎ సంసార స్టార్ట్. తత్ ఏతత్ ఆహ కారణం హేతు గుణసంగ గుణేషు సంగ అభిలాష అస్య పురుష. ఐ వాంట్ టు ఎంజాయ్ వట్ ఎవర్ యూ డూ. వన్ థింగ్ అండర్స్టాండ్ అబౌట్ కర్మ, కాన్షియస్లీ డెలిబరేట్లీ వట్ ఎవర్ ఐ డూ ఇన్ హ్యూమన్ బాడీ విల్ ప్రొడ్యూస్ రిజల్ట్ ఇమీడియట్లీ ఆర్ ఇన్ దిస్ బర్త్ ఆర్ లేటర్ ఆన్. వట్ ఎవర్ ఐ డూ నౌ కెన్ గివ్ యూ ఇమీడియట్లీ రిజల్ట్ ఆర్ గెట్ కన్వర్టెడ్ ఇన్ టు కాల్ పుణ్య విచ్ గివ్ మీ రిజల్ట్ లేటర్ ఆన్. యూ ఆర్ డూయింగ్ ఎవ్రీ డే, యూ గో టు ఆఫీస్ అండ్ వర్క్ కమ్ బ్యాక్, కరెక్ట్? ఇమీడియట్ రిజల్ట్ ఇస్ వాట్ యు ఆర్ టైర్డ్, దట్స్ ఆల్. బట్ ఎండ్ ద మంత్ వాట్ ఇస్ రిజల్ట్ ఆర్ 15 days, యువర్ పే చెక్ ఈజ్ వాట్ ది కౌంటింగ్ ఎవ్రీ డే బికమ్ అదృష్ట, ఎవ్రీ డే పంచింగ్ ఈజ్ వాట్ అదృష్ట, అండ్ అదృష్ట దే కౌంట్ అండ్ గివ్ యూ వాట్ పే చెక్ కటింగ్ మోస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద మనీ అండ్ గివ్ యూ లిటిల్ బిట్ అట్ ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్, దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ వాట్, అండ్ దాట్ విల్ ఆల్సో గివ్ యూ ఆఫ్టర్ రిటైర్మెంట్ అదర్ ఫర్దర్ ప్రదు అదృష్ట ఇస్ దేర్ దేర్ ఫార్ యు ఆర్ వెయిటింగ్ ఫర్ వాట్ I will retire, I will become 65 and I will get this paycheck, and before 65 you are in Vaikuntha, not here, understand? So this all the words, so this all the words. They call, I am planning my life, fine. Similarly, whatever action I have done produce adrushta, papa punya, I have to pay off now, sometime not in this body, other body. Therefore, Bhagavan says, సంగపుర్ భోక్తు సదసద్ యోనిషు. లుక్ ఎట్ ద ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ హియర్, వాట్ ఇస్ దట్? హయర్ అండ్ లోవర్ హుమ్స్, దట్ బికమ్ ద కాస్ ఫర్ మై బర్త్. సత్య అసత్యశ్చ యోనయ సదసద్ యోనయ తాసు సదసద్యోనిషు జన్మాని సదసద్యోని జన్మాని బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ అటాచ్మెంట్. వాట్ ఆర్ దే? దేవాదియోనయ దేవ ఋషి బ్రాహ్మణాదిషు. బికాస్ యు హావ్ డన్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ పుణ్య యూ బికమ్ వాట్? దేవ. దేవ మీన్స్ వాట్? స్పెషల్ పొజిషన్. ద పీపుల్ ఆల్వేస్ వర్క్ ఫర్ పవర్, పొజిషన్, status and money, correct? Any organization you go, you from the day one you start to go, do what? What? Go down? You want to what? Up, up, up. You reach maximum inefficiency, that is called CEO. Okay, that level you're... Now you cannot be more inefficient than that area you reach. So somehow you go up. Therefore, that is my basic desire. So that is fulfilled. You are Agni. Agni means what? You become fire devata. What a position. Everybody is afraid of you, especially in America. Because everything can get fire very easily. I can burn down everything. Wow, fire. What a thing. I am always brilliant, fire. I never go down, always go up. Agre nayati. That fire you become devata. Because of punya. You can become Indra, all devatas bow down to you. Big pad, Indra is not ordinary guy. So all this you can become, all are jiva, up to Brahmaji they are what? Jiva sadayoni. Then what?
You can become Rishi also because your Punya was so good and spiritual Punya was there. You can see things very clearly. Previous birth, there was confusion. Now this birth, what advantage is? Clarity. Rishi means what? Rishi is a gato dhatu kam. Rishi gato. From that the word Rishi comes. There are seven types of Rishi. I don't want to get into that. Brahmarshi, Rajarshi. Brahmarshi and Rajas is last. Devarshi, Maharshi, Samarshi, Kandarshi. All these Rishis are there. Samiji, I even don't know how can I become them. You will never become, I don't know. But this is the possibility is there. Rishis. Then what? Brahmanadishu. Brahmana yoni also. Brahmana is what? A place where you are born, where everything is conducive to live a spiritual life. Most of the people have the place where everything is what? Not conducive. Wife doesn't want husband to go to the ashram. Why? She is afraid he'll become Swami. As such, if he becomes Swami, it's good for her also. But that's afraid. So there's no problem with that. You want to go and attend classes, health doesn't permit me. All obstacles, so many obstacles. You want to attend classes and everybody from your home also wanted you go for classes. Because they require relief. So when you come for class, but nothing happens here, that is my problem. Classes goes away, but I am remain same. Problem. But Brahmana has one advantage. What? He has got Sukshma Buddhi. Sukshma Buddhi, understand? Tikshna Buddhi and Sukshma Buddhi is different. See, both are sharp. But sharpness is different. You to cut a tree, you require what? Sharp what? Sword or so, whatever they got. But to cut my hair, you require what? Same thing, so I take it, correct? Now there you require 7 o'clock. Blade which is subtle. So Brahmana has got special mind, understand reality is very easily. The subtle mind you can get Punya Phalam. Sadayoni. Brahmana Rishi Sadayoni. Other also our friends are there. What? Asadyonayaha because of Papa Punya. What is Asadyonaya? Rakshaha Pishacha Shvapaka Pasha Pashvadishu. Raksham is what? He become Rakshasa. There is a difference between Rakshasa and Asura, okay? Asura means Asusu Ramante, Asusu Prana Vishayishu Ramante iti Asura. They are only enjoyment, pleasure-oriented fellow, and does not meet with any boundary anytime, just given to that. They are called Asura. But more dangerous is Rakshasa. Rakshasa is what? Raksham apeksha. From whom you have to protect yourself, okay? Mafia don't. He just want to kill somebody. Why? I enjoy seeing somebody die. They call it the joy is like that. He become Rakshasa. Ashvapaka. Pishacha. Halfway home. Pishacha is what? Halfway home fellows, okay? Halfway home is what? This is also interesting to know in Gita. If person dies before the prarabdha karma comes to end, the body is born of prarabdha, prak arabdha. So Papa Punya is born here. Now there is a, up to the certain time I have to be alive, undergoing certain experiences, then I like it and I have to go through it. Suppose because of my abuse of will, that is called suicide, somebody abuse of will is called homicide. Okay? Somebody kills me or I commit suicide. Before the exhaustion of the prarabdha karma, body is no more now. What about this prarabdha karma? They have to give result. So special yatana shariram is given to this person called preta pishacha, ghost. In that, he or she will go all experiences. And moment that is over, next janma will take place. They are called halfway home. And our Pujya Swamiji said very clearly, slow suicidal thing also we do. We abuse our body by so many drugs and eating habits and not exercising. Body comes to end because of our habit before it's supposed to live. Then also become ghost. Because yatana shariram, there you undergo a lot of pain. That is said here. Come. Sadasad, who is the cause? Understand, where is the, what we have to remember? Because of ignorance. Ignorance born aviveka adhyasa, taking prakriti to be purusha, purusha to be prakriti, taking this body, mind, sense to be me, and taking me to be agent and also enjoyer, because of erroneous notion, I have done so much action which bear result in the form of sad, asad, yoni. Sankaracharya uses one word, sad, asad together is manushya. When papa and punya are just equal, then you become what? Human. Papa more, asur yoni. Punya more, above. Both are same. Very quick, nice, no? And if you come here, again do a lot of punya, go up. Again papa, go down. Therefore freedom. Here you got freedom. But here your papa punyas are not equal, but somewhere equal, correct? Mishra. Therefore our surname is what? Mishraji, Mishrani, okay? Strilinga also karna padega. So that's all we will cut. Now further he goes. Etat uktam bhavati prakruti tattvakya avidya guneshu sasangaha kamaha sansarasya karanam. There is a constantly pressure within us. Oh, I to get out and enjoy. Idam bhogyam sabdadishu bhogyam. Oh, I need to listen to this concert. Oh, that is beautiful. I need to go and eat that thing. I need to enjoy that thing. Oh, that's right. I fall for that. Oh. Go. Abhinivesha adhyasa sambandha sangha. Then what is the upadesha? Tatcha parivarjanaya uchyate. Tat nivrutti karanam atma yathatma jnanam. How you are going to snap the relation between the prakriti and purusha because of ignorance, how you going to snap that unholy wedlock between you and the prakriti? Only way out is what? Knock off the ignorance. If ignorance is gone, this taking one to be another, the adhyasa will go. For that he says, asya cha nivritti karanam gnana vairagye sasanyase gita shastre prasiddham. To come out of this samsara, if I don't gain the knowledge in this birth, iha chet na abedit mahato vinashti upanishaste. Iha aspin janmani na chet abedita. If you miss this knowledge, if you don't work for this knowledge, what will happen? Mahati vinashti. Big loss is there. Or Swamiji says, if you don't know yourself to be limitless, the loss is what? Limitless. And if you gain limitless, gain is what? Limitless. And other thing is also, for limitless time, in a way, relatively limitless time, I have to suffer, go up and down, like a roller coaster, I have to go. Therefore, jagruhi, jagruhi. Oh, my dear brother, wake up. What do you? Go to teacher. Therefore, anadi avidya sansara supta jiva. Therefore, Vivekananda liked that mantra very much. What is that mantra? Arise awake. What is that say? Uttishtata.
జాగ్రత్త ప్రాప్యవరాన్ నిబోధత. దే ట్రాన్స్లేటెడ్ రాంగ్లీ ఎనీవే. అరైజ్ అవేక్, స్టాప్ నాట్ అన్లెస్ యూ రీచ్ ద గోల్. దట్ ఇస్ వే ది రైట్, ఇట్ నాట్ రైట్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. ఉత్తిష్టమే అనాది అవిద్య ప్రసూప్త. ఫ్రమ్ దాట్ ఫ్రమ్ ఇన్ఫినిట్ టైమ్ వీఆర్ ఇన్ ది ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ గోయింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ బర్త్ అండ్ డెత్ సైకల్. పుట్ ఎండ్ టు దిస్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్. హౌ? ఉత్తిష్ట జాగ్రత్త, అవేక్ టు యువర్ సెల్ఫ్, నో యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ విత్ పురుష. హౌ? గో టు ద టీచర్, ప్రాప్య వరాన్, టీచర్ హు నోస్ వాట్ హీ టాక్స్, టీచర్ హు నోస్ వాట్ ఈస్ టాకింగ్, హూ క్లియర్లీ టాక్స్ వెరీ వెల్. హీ సేస్ హియర్ నో ప్రాబ్లమ్, హీ నోస్ దట్ వెరీ వెల్ అండ్ హెల్ప్ యూ టు రిమూవ్ ఆల్ ద ప్రాబ్లమ్. దట్ టీచర్ గో క్షత్రియ బ్రహ్మనిష్ట. దెన్ వాట్ హీ విల్ గివ్ యూ? పరీక్ష లోకాన్ కర్మసితాన్ బ్రాహ్మణో నిర్వేదమాయ. నిర్వేదమాయ మీన్స్ వైరాగ్యం కురయాత్. వాట్ ఇస్ ద హేతు ఫర్ వైరాగ్య? నాస్తి అకృత కృతేన. అకృత నిత్య మోక్ష కెన్నాట్ బి గెయిన్డ్ బై యాక్షన్. కర్మ ఇస్ లిమిటెడ్, కెన్నాట్ గివ్ మీ లిమిట్లెస్. లిమిట్లెస్ కెన్నాట్ బి గెయిన్డ్ బికాస్ ఇట్ బి ఆల్రెడీ దేర్. ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఆల్రెడీ దేర్ హౌ కమ్ ఐ డోంట్ నో? బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్. హౌ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ కెన్ గో? బై దిస్ నాలెడ్జ్. గో టు టీచర్, ఆస్క్ ఫర్ దిస్ నాలెడ్జ్. దెన్ వాట్? టేక్ అ సన్యాస. సన్యాస మీన్స్ వాట్? స్వామి పరమార్థానంద వాజ్ ఆస్ హూ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ సన్యాసి. ఈ సెడ్ హూ డస్ నాట్ లుక్ ఎట్ ద వాచ్ ఇన్ ద క్లాస్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ సన్యాసి. ఎవ్రీ 5 మినిట్స్ దే లుక్స్ ఇన్ టు అభి కితనా టైమ్ హై. పర్సన్ హూ హాజ్ నథింగ్ ఎల్స్ టు డూ హోల్డ్ ఏ వాట్ తత్ చింతనం తత్ కథనం అన్యోన్య తత్ ప్రబోధనం. ఎంజాయ్ దిస్ థింగ్. Not that I am supposed to, now become sannyasi, I am supposed to study. No, he enjoys that only. He enjoys looking into realities only. He enjoys somebody there to share, he can talk. If nobody to share, he can enjoy himself. Not that his pressure, I must give enlightenment to everybody. There is no such pressure. In his vision, everybody is enlightened only. Unless you tell him, I am not enlightened, then I will tell you, okay? It doesn't take anybody ignorant also. Who are you? Everybody for me is what? Purana. Unless you tell you are Apurna, then okay. If you think you are Apurna, I will tell you are Purana. In my vision, you are Purana. There is no pressure. That's called wise person. Some person asks Mahatma, kya pad rahe ho? Gita kya pad rahe ho? Main pad raha ho, kahan kahan meri tarif likhi hai isme. Ye dekh raha ho. I am just enjoying, all my praise are written, I am enjoying looking at this Gita, I feel what? Meri tarif likh rahi, all my praise are written, I am enjoying their praise. That is a wise person. Therefore, he said, go to teacher, and having gone, there is no return, okay? That is called, not first and third Sunday. So, yad gatvana nivartante guru api. I asked Maharashtri, how long you should stay with the teacher? Until the knowledge avagati paryantam. Avagati paryantam is what? What is the vision of the teacher? Become my vision. Up to that, never go away from pramana vichara kartavya. You have to stay and learn. For that you require what? Sannyasa. Why sannyasa? Because action can give me what? Result. And results are limited. I want limitless. Limitless cannot be gained by in terms of action. Nasti akruta krutena karmana. And one vakya to remember for Vedanta. Param chet gnatavyam. Aparam chet praptavyam. If it is param, purana can gain only in terms of knowledge. Anything other than purana in terms of action. Okay? He all repeats everything. Tachya jnanam purastad upanyastam kshetra kshetra vishayam yad gyatva amrutam ashnute. We started this topic knowing which? Knowing that akshara brahma, he gains amrutatva. Now, here he says, kim punatasya svarupam yatra
na sambhavati samsarah. What is the nature of the purushah? Where this sad asad yonishu janma is not there, life of becoming is not there, now happy, now unhappy, now happy, now happy, kshane tushta, kshane rushta, tushta rushta kshane kshane. That is called samsari. Abhi khush hai, abhi murja gaye, abhi has rahe. I have seen people, I don't know whether to laugh with them or smile with them. One old lady came, I knew her for so many years. And she came and I said, how are you? Oh, Swamiji, I saw you after so many days. I said, where is the husband? She started crying. Don't know, he is no more. I also felt like crying because I knew that guy very well. Then I said, how is your children? There she smiled. Swamiji, my son got married last month. Very happy. She was crying previous month. Now what? Very happy. Then I asked, what about your son-in-law? Swamiji, no job. Now she was so much worried. Now happy, now crying, now worried. If I also join that lady, I'll become what? Samsari. Samatvam is not there. This is called samsari. Akankshayam. How to know that? What is the nature of the purusha? Beautiful verse. Or Pujya Swamiji loves that so much. Tasyeva punasakshad nirdesha kriyate. Repeat again, no problem. Upadrashta numanta cha. Parta bhokta maheshwara. Paramatmeti cha pyukta. Dehespin purushappara. Can always talk like that. Asmin dehe parapurushaha upadrashta. Asmin dehe parapurushaha anumanta. Always go like that. In this very body, in this physical body where you are now, in this mind, where you are aware of the world, world I always confront only in my mind. Senses are reporters. I meet the world here only. Where you meet this world, there only, asmin karu kharire, in this physical body, in this subtle body only, what is there? This limitless awareness is there. Need not go to search for it. It is very much there only. Only recognize. How? Upadrashta. How? Anumanta. How? Bharata. All these words, beautiful word, meaningful word, and more than one meaning give, Bhagavan Shankaracharya gives. All are shades of meanings it gives. So beautiful here. The first word we'll see, upadrashta. Upa in Sanskrit means that which is in proximity, that which is close. Made upas is samipastha. Now, first he said, the seer who is close, drashta, is a seer who is very close. Now, to drive home the closeness of the seer, beautiful analogy is given from Vedic time. Now we are all away from those rituals, special fire rituals. In Vedic time, they knew only one thing is called, they invoked the fire, they lit up the fire by Arani Manthanam, chanting mantra, they lit up the fire. In the Yajna Kunda, Homa Kunda, Kali, Karali, Manojava, Vispulinga, all different type of flames are there. In that only, they chant the mantra and offer ahuti, oblation to different deity. Agnaye Swaha, Varunaye Swaha, Prajapate Swaha, like that they will do it. That was our tradition. There will be Yajamana.
Yajamana is one who is of one who wants to do this thing, he is the host, he is doing with a sankalpa for certain and to gain, he is doing hoga. There are ritviks. Ritviks are those who officiate the whole ritual. They will make this person as the Yajmana will say, on my behalf, you please do this homa, and they will start offering homa. Beside this two fellow, there is another guy, generally wearing the red shawl, all with the shining. He knows everything about the homa, all the mantras, all this what they call the kalpas also, know the way to perform. He very scholarly, knows everything. But he does not do anything. He just sits there and look over the whole thing, overseeing the whole thing. Uninvolved, and all his job is to what? Oversee. Like a supervisor, correct? Over. So that is the example. Similarly, that's what he said, Ritvik Yajamanesu Yajna Karma Vyaprutesu Tatastaha. He has nothing to do. He neither chants, neither offers, neither desire, neither the sankalpa. He is just sitting and observing. Overseer. Similarly, all my physical body constantly undergoing change, senses undergoes change, book goes away, you can't read. Changes undergo change. Mind constantly undergoing change. Now hunger, now thirst, prana undergoing change. Constantly there is activity in all that thing. Vishaya, indriya goes to their own guna. Indriyan indriyartheshu. Indriya goes to their artha. And they are meant for their khani indriyani parang anchati gachati. Paranchi khani. Khani indriyani always meant to go out. Eyes are meant to see color. You like it or not, there is something, I'll pick up the sight. Whether you like it or not, you will hear my sound. You like it or not, you will pick up the fragrance or the smell. Therefore, their job is going on. Mind get all the report. Senses job is to report. All the sense stimuli come. And this is from morning up to the time, from waking all hours, what happened? Going on. Therefore, Shravanam is happening, Darsanam is happening, all is happening. But awareness is what? Very close to them. Understand the close. It is where the knowledge happened, there only it is there. There is called Rupa Samvit. Rupa Samvit is what? A form I see, name comes from my head, and I know, oh, this is cow. A form I see, immediately the name comes from my mind, go. Now I see monkey. Now I see rat. Now I see cat. This is going on. That is called mind undergo change to take a form and call phalakvyapti, recognizing the form, naming the form. They are called vishaya and is meaning also. Shabda artha. Shabda artha, constantly happening. You hear, artha immediately comes. This process is going on. Here Pujya Swamiji brought out very beautiful meaning called upadrashta, where kshotrasya kshotram. Kshotrasya kshotram is what? Where you hear, now listen this very well. I say Om. Now this sound is heard where? Narayan. Narayan. Where you heard? Where you hear this sound? Don't just say, you just answer in your mind. Where do you hear this sound? In your ears?
How do you get that sound in the ears also? How do you know the sound is happening here? In the mind. The sound is reached where? You are aware of sound where? Where sound is appreciated, the ear, mind or me. Sound samvit happens in me only. I thought ears are hearing, mind is hearing. No, you are hearing. That kshotrascha kshotram. The sounds are heard. Therefore, I say I am hearing. Erroneous statement. Factual statement is what? Sound is picked up by what? Who picked up the sound? Not the ears. Not the mind. Consciousness. There is a smell. Who picks up? Eye. The sense of touch. Who picks up? Skin? No. Mind? No. Behind all the... And it is away. The hearing where it takes place, that hearer, the ear also remove, aware of the hearing. The awareness is never away from that where hearing takes place only in consciousness. Shotrasya kshotram manaso mano yata vachoha vacham sau pranasya pranaha chakshusha chakshurati mutyadiraha pretyasmad loka amruta bhavanti na tatra chakshur gacchati na vag gacchati. Beautiful. This meditation. You hear any sound happening, just pay attention. Where do I hear? Do I hear or hearing takes place? Do I choose to hear or without choices it happens? You don't choose to hear. If you choose to hear, you choose not to hear, but still hearing takes place. Therefore, conscious in consciousness only this shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha, everything is what? Viditam. Is known there only. Therefore, it doesn't require ears to hear the sound. It doesn't require eyes to see the form. It doesn't require nostril to pick up the smell. Therefore, vina chakshuhu pashyati. Sune, aankh bina sune, kaan bina sune, aankh bina dekhe, paav bina chale. That is consciousness. The upadrashta word is just beautiful. Therefore, sarva vyaparanam samipena drashta upadrashta. Now, Tikakar gives a vyapti. They all the logician, no? They said, atma buddhyadehe bhinnah. Atma consciousness is different from buddhi, manah, indriya and deha. Why? Upadrashtrutvat. Because atma is what? Seer. How? Yagyo upadrashtuvat. Like this person who is seeing the all ritual taking place and is what? Witnessing them, aware of them, uninvolved. Similarly, awareness is what? Upadrashtutvat atma buddhyadehe bhinnah. Beautiful. Sarvasya drashta chidabhasah tamcha tat vyaparamcha sakshitvena upari pashyati iti upadrashta. Sarvasya, now another thing. Swamiji, today from your class I learned one thing. What is that? I am witness consciousness. I am conscious of everything. And my brother also is another witness consciousness. My sister is what? Third witness consciousness. So there are so many witness consciousnesses, correct? There is no plural for that. How do you say that? Don't you understand the beginning of the chapter what we said? Kshetragyam cha api mam viddi what?
sarvakshetresu, in all the physical body, even it can be monkey or donkey, and all the physical body, the consciousness is what? Undivided, whole, one, asanga. That was the teaching. So here upadrashta is what? Where is this upadrashta? Asmin khalu dehe. You are that. And in the end of the verse we said, dehe asmin dehe purusha paraha. In this very body. Understand, this physical body which is given to you, and as the age goes, as aging happens, like our car, which is more in the garage than on the road, that is called aging, correct? Every Sunday, you are under the car or sitting inside the car doing some job. And whenever you open the bonnet, more problems start because you touched something there. So, this body also, you try something, you take some medicine, then reaction, then any good doctor, right? And doctors who first find out, whenever Indian goes to doctor, they know, he must have taken a lot of medicine before coming to me. Because every Indian is a doctor for himself and others also. Correct? You go and ask anybody, I've got this problem. Ah, you take this thing, immediately prescription ready. They're always, homeopathy, allopathy, kuch na kuch hai unloka, homeopathy hai, ayurvedic hai, kuch na kuch le, ye le lo. They're always ready, amazing. India, every person is a doctor. And these fellows are so strong, even to doctor they will advise, no, don't forget, take mine, they will tell the doctor also. Am I right or not? They are right. And I have got some disciple or so self-appointed doctor, they will stand on me, unless I take medicine, they won't move from me. That's a problem. Now I take medicine, do what? Throw backside and eat. Or drink the water. Kya karega? Understand? So come back here. So in this physical body, which has nothing but limitation, if you look at human body, useless body, I tell you. I am not very. Only greatness is that you can know this in this class. You know the truth. That is only greatness. Otherwise, all drawbacks are there. Correct? Look at this. I say National Geography, I love that channel. If I get here, sometime I go out and look at it. So, all these moving animals, migrating animals, the baby cow or baby buffalo is born. What happened? In 2 weeks, it is on the feet and start running with the mother. Have you seen that? That's all. That's all. They all just run. And human birth, human baby is born. Immediately you start walking and telling, Mom, how are you? I'm sorry, Mom, you went through a lot of pain. Does he say like that? How much time it takes for it to even walk? Balance and walk. How much time? Papa pagli kare bhare? 1 year. Are we very good in physical growth? These animals are better that way. If you look at physical body, nothing great about it. If you look at the capacity, adhikaritam to know the truth. Nobody is like that. Therefore, Bhagavan said, after creating all the physical bodies, I was very happy, the human form, where only place where they can know me, the Lord. That's a beautiful thing. That is only thing is meant for no other purpose. I can prove you again and again, this physical body which you have, only purpose is what? To be alive to the realities, the truth about yourself, the world and the Lord. That is meant for that he said, asmin dehe purusha paraha. And that is all upadrashta. Next one, anumanta. Now this consciousness is anumodanam, anumananam, kuruvasu tat kriyasu paritosha tat karta anumanta. In the presence of consciousness, Whatever you do, it has approval from the consciousness. It permits whatever you do. Does not even interfere with whatever you do. It allow you to do whatever you want to do. Greatest sanction it gives to you. Is it not great? Paritosha. Second meaning is anumanta karya karana pravruttisu svayam aparvruttapi pravruttaiva. This is the greatest help. It doesn't do anything but gives you as though permitting and helping you to do all activity. This is the biggest help. Because of consciousness I can perform all activity. Oh, therefore who did all activity? No. The consciousness presence helps other activity to happen, but it does not do any activity, still helps all activity to take place. That is the greatest thing he says. As though an accomplished of all the activity, anta atva tad anukulo vibhavyate. Now listen one thing. Our mind also has to become like that. In all my activity, does the awareness resist any activity? You know what is resistance? What is resistance? We learn from physics only when the electricity passes through certain media. There are two types of media, zero resistance media, another is what? So much percentage resistance. Wherever resistance is there, what happens? What happens? Heat is there, they're called heater. And there is no resistance, it passes through. Atma is what? No resistance, whatever you do, allowed. I don't want to go to class, okay. I want to sleep. Okay, I want to eat this type of food, parvailla, eat. Uninvolved, permitting all activity, no resistance. That is me, awareness. Not opposing to anything, nanivarayati. It doesn't say, ayo Rama, you are doing wrong. No, that doesn't say, do it. I am eating poison, okay. Eat poison, okay, don't mind. Nothing. All that is happen in its present and permits everything, approves everything, sustains everything, giving no resistance, greatest accomplished. Now Shankaracharya give one more meaning. Sattaspurti pradanena. Very beautiful, this is what I understand Vedanta. Satta means giving existence. Doership is there. Doership is sustained by what? Consciousness. Whatever the doer does, consciousness. Agent does, consciousness is there. It supports, it approves whatever it does. And Spurti Matrina, I am aware that I am a doer. That consciousness it has got. The doership is a conscious person. See, this table is not conscious. Why? There is no sukshma sharira. That is good also. If table also has got sukshma sharira, subtle body, then I have to come and tell table ji, haji, I am going to give talk, okay. I am going to put my book on it, parvailla. But then don't do this thing in between, okay? Otherwise I will also got my foreleg, I will get you afterward. So you will talk to me all the time. In between also like you guys in between go away. You will go with the book out for a walk. So what can I do? If it has a mind of his own, I have to deal with one more thing is what? Table. My book also is on mind. I want to read. No, I want to take rest in my library. He goes away. It's very good. They don't have those things. But
I, the person, has got ego which is not inert, conscious. When you enjoy also, conscious is there. And as I said, it gives the enjoyer a consciousness, lights up everything. Satta Spurti Pradata.
Then further, Bharta. Bharta means Varanam. Nama Dehendriya Manobuddhi Nam Samhata Nam Chaitanya Atma Parartyena Nimitta Bhutena Chaitanya Bhasa Nam Yaswarupa Dharanam Tat.
Which sustains all of them. Now, just think. Subtle body has capacity to reflect consciousness. And that reflected consciousness makes this body alive. Suppose the subtle body moves away. I don't want it to happen now. What is called death in our scripture is what? Sthula sukshma sharira viyokaha. When they both are separated, mrityuho. They are connected. Start from that time. Again born. Gone, separated. Therefore, these two are connected and they are there. It sustains all the time, all the activity the sukshma sharira does. And sukshma sharira make the sthula sharira alive. We are alive and kicking. Body looks so much agile. Because of what? Itself? Because of presence of sukshma sharira. And sukshma sharira looks so brilliant because of what? Consciousness. Consciousness is so bright because of what? Because of itself. Tasya bhasa sarvamidam vibhati. Eti purusham. Prakritim cha gunaisah. Sarvata vartamanopi. Nasabuyo vijayate. Now, listen. Today, two things are happening. Shanti, shanti. 11:40.